91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio. Hello, Tucson. We're so glad you're joining us today. This is Kathy Harris with my co-host, Aspen Green, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can hear more of our programs on our podcast page at kxci.org. But today, we have such a delightful guest, Libby Toby, a creator of the Made in Tucson Market. I'm really anxious to hear more about this market, Aspen, and it sounds so good. So introduce us to Libby.
All right, I will. So Libby Toby, a native of Tucson, has a deep-rooted affection for the desert flora and fauna that define her hometown and the tight-knit community that inhabits it. Her academic journey led her to study psychology and sociology at the University of Arizona. Libby's career path has been as diverse and vibrant as the landscapes she cherishes. These experiences form roots for her passion for the arts. This led her to some short film projects, working with prop and set design, scouting locations, and honing her skills in creating visual stories. Her love for nature and plants drew her to work at a desert nursery, where she focused on plant care and played a significant role in organizing an annual art market. Her artistic journey eventually led her to PopCycle, where she played a pivotal role in the creation of the Made in Tucson Market, a testament to her commitment to fostering local art and community engagement. Libby Toby's multifaceted career and dedication to the arts reflect her vibrant personality and her profound connection to Tucson's cultural and natural heritage and the community she calls home. Welcome to our show, Libby.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Oh, I'm so happy about this. You know, typically we ask our guests how they found their way to Tucson, but you're a native, so we can't ask you that. And that's pretty special. So I'll ask you about your love for nature and plants, because I share that passion with you. And you worked at a desert nursery. That's something I've always wanted to do. And you created a different annual market than Made in Tucson there. That's, you weren't talking about Made in Tucson, right?
No, that was Desert Bloom Art Market. When I was in school, I also worked at Old Town Artisans, and Desert Bloom had a little store there. And she also had a nursery. So it was so wonderful. At one point, she's like, you know what, I'm going to close this store because my nursery is taking off. Will you come? I said, I don't know anything about plants, but I love them. And so she taught me so much. She had run with Chris Bubany an art market for 15 years in the desert setting. And it was just a wonderful time. And so many local artists came. That's where I actually met my partners at PopCycle, Dee Dee and Shannon, because at one point I convinced them to come do the market.
That would have been a dream job for me, somebody to actually say, come and I'll teach you, because I love also, I'm a plant person. So I'll say that PopCycle is one of my favorite stores on Fourth Avenue. It guarantees me a birthday present for my daughter, Jade, every year, who lives now in Los Angeles. So what is your job at PopCycle?
PopCycle is a local shop that has over 100 local artists with handmade goods and gifts and apparel. When PopCycle opened, the nursery that I was working for was just closing and the economy had changed because we weren't doing landscaping. So my friends were like, we just opened a store. They're like, will you come and help? The owners were working the store themselves and also building product, which is kind of a hard thing to do both, being open 7 days a week. So I said, oh yeah, I'll help whatever you need. And then they realized like, oh my gosh, she knows how to work a register and work up front and talk to customers, because artists are usually really quiet and it's hard for them to talk about their art or their work. So it kind of was a natural fit. But then I've been running day-to-day operations with them and we have a great team, but I'm in there 5 days a week for the last 16 years.
Wow. The very first time I went in there, I saw a pair of red cowboy boots and I so wanted them. And I think Elena was working and she took them down for me and they were too small and she bought them. So I got to visit them.
That's adorable. I love Elena.
How did that pivot to a role in the creation of the Made in Tucson Market, which in my opinion is a very important creation supporting local artists?
Dee Dee and Shannon of Dee Dee Co. Designs opened PopCycle with their business partner, Jen Radler, who does Monster Booty Designs, all the eco-friendly patches. Didi, she went to art school in Santa Barbara at Brooks, and she came home and she was working odd jobs and couldn't find work in her field. So she decided to start making things she loved about her hometown, using reclaimed materials whenever possible. She would sell her art and work at Bohemia, and Tana's a great friend of ours. That's kind of how part of PopCycle got started. The owners needed a studio space to build their work, but also decided to try a store. But as it's grown, there was only a few artists that we have, but now we have over 100 local artists. We always want to bring in more artwork, and there's so much great art in Tucson. We just can't bring it all in our small little store. And they had, before they had the store, they would do the Fourth Avenue Street Fair, and they'd go to do other shows in other cities. So it kind of grew out of that. But also our neighbors, they owned Rosie's Barquette and Mabel's, the kitchen store, which was across the street from us. And also we partnered with Jake of Tiny Town to open the first one because we saw a need. The street fair is wonderful, but individual artists starting out, you don't have enough time to take 4 days off to build enough product to sit and pay for that booth. And sometimes it's just so large, people walk by. So when the street fair started changing and having corporations and other things, it wasn't as intimate and it didn't reflect Tucson like Made in Tucson does. So that's where kind of we created it with our partners because we saw the need. We want it to look like our city and look like the people in it.
Right. Well, it's been written that Made in Tucson Market is a celebration of the risk takers and the dream makers that personify the Tucson Maker Movement. Talk to me about the Tucson Maker Movement and why we don't want to miss this powerful fusion of professional growth and creative expression.
Well, it's just such an incredible city that's full of makers. And when we started this, we didn't know how many people we would even have apply. When it started, it was like 30 people in the parking lot of the building, the coalition space we have. But the number of people that would apply, I mean, we have upwards of 500 people apply in the winter market. We don't have the space for all of them. So that's the unfortunate thing. And we like the footprint where it is because we want it to be manageable for you to walk around and enjoy it and get to every booth in one afternoon or one day. The risk takers, I mean, putting yourself out there as an artist, that's kind of also why we created Made in Tucson, is that when you're starting out, you have a passion and a drive, but it's a lot to produce work and it's a lot to figure out how to go about to sell it. So having a place and a space that you can meet your neighbors or you can have a small table or you can share a booth with a friend. And we also like it to be a diverse amount. So there's cooks and bakers and painters and photographers and jewelers and silversmiths and ceramicists, sculptors.
What I love about it is that when you go there, you're going to meet somebody that's in our community. And therefore, you can actually find their products later on. It's like an introduction to who lives here and who's doing artwork here. I think it's wonderful.
That's a great point you make because everyone always knows someone. It's their yoga teacher that they didn't know this. It's their neighbor, like your daughter's neighbor, Elena. It's just a wonderful connection.
So what's its relationship to plants and nature? Perhaps this relates to the green aspects of the fair and sustainability?
Well, as far as plants and nature, Trees for Tucson has been a partner many times. And also, we are all trying to be as sustainable as possible. We'd love to one day have a zero waste event. Nicole Carrillo helps put together our waste mitigation plan. So we try to encourage everyone to bring their own water bottles. We try to encourage collecting of all the recycled plastic to take to Ward 6. And we try to have as little waste as possible. We're still working out. As you know, it's really hard when you have that many people there. We have incredible volunteers helping us to sort it beforehand and educate people. And we try to have everyone take part in that. The same people have organized some days to pick up the avenue and things like that. But it's really been amazing to see the community plug themselves in somewhere where they see fit and to educate people. And one day we hope to have all the food vendors using eco-friendly things and sustainable. And we hope to secure that at some point, but we haven't quite gotten there.
Okay, that sounds great. I know you're excited about your new partnership with 10 West and also Ben's Bells. And what does that mean for you? What do these partnerships mean?
Made in Tucson has always wanted to have some nonprofits represented. Ben's Bells now actually buys a booth because they like to make their wares there and show off. And they're a great partner in that they're just a wonderful entity and this community's needed it. 10 West does so much entrepreneurship, leadership, and they do cohorts to educate. This is brand new. They've been doing classes and they have their conference this whole month. But they had done an art market in the past, but it's kind of hard for their community to go to all of the art market booths and as well as go to all the lectures and that kind of thing. So Didi from PopCycle had been already mentoring some of the students with Kanisha, who leads that program. They just asked if we would ever partner, and we said, yes, we'd love to partner. So they're going to kind of run some of the programming inside of Corbett's this time and have like a stage with some music, and they're going to have a
Oh,
pickleball
nice.
tournament and some arts and crafts with the kids. And some of their students and artists that they're working with will also be represented in the market. Also, hopefully, help foster some of the classes that we hope to hold in our Fourth Avenue Coalition space to like teach a business class on how to get your business license or how to do social media or how to market yourself. It's all about building our community and helping uplift people. So we find that kind of thing a great fit. Like that's what gets us excited.
It is exciting. I can see why. I could use help with social media. We're going to take a music break. And when we come back, I would like to talk a little bit about the coalition space and what it's intended for and how it's maintained. But let's take a music break. What do you think, Kathy?
I think it's a perfect time for a music break, but I have to ask a question first. I'm not sure I'm clear exactly where it is.
The Made in Tucson Market is on 7th Street, and it's right between 4th Avenue and 6th Avenue, so two full blocks. And it's a street closure, and it's wonderful and easy to get around, but it's between, like, if you're thinking Antigone's parking lot, we use their sponsor, and then 4th Avenue all the way to 6th to XO and Tap and Bottle.
Okay, that makes it clear. I know exactly where it is and where to go now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, the song that you have chosen for us to play today is A Change Is Gonna Come. This version sung by Aretha Franklin. Is there a particular reason why you chose this song that you want to tell us about?
Everyone on our Made in Tucson team, we all believe like it's kind of been wonderful to get to know them and be led by them and inspired. But when we see something that we wish we could change, it's kind of up to you in some regard to make that change, either speak out or create something. And so it's been kind of wonderful to create a market with them that is featuring, which we thought was there was a big need for.
Okay, that's a great reason to choose this song, and it's such a wonderful one. It has a very interesting history. A Change Is Gonna Come was written actually by Sam Cooke in 1964, and it became an anthem for the civil rights movement. And in 2004, it was voted in Rolling Stone magazine's 500 greatest songs of all time. And in 2025, just very recently, they placed it at number one on its list of the 100 best protest songs of all time. The song is also among 300 songs deemed the most important ever recorded by NPR, who called it one of the most important songs of the civil rights era. Aretha covered the song in 1967. When she turned 18, she confided to her father that she aspired to follow Sam Cooke in recording pop music. She moved to New York right after that and recorded this song. And according to National Geographic, this recording, quote, would catapult Franklin to fame. So let's listen to A Change Is Gonna Come, sung by the incomparable Aretha Franklin from her album, I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You. 91.3 KXCI Tucson. What a phenomenal song by Aretha Franklin. You're listening to Broad Perspectives Radio, and we are returning to our interview with Libby Toby of Made in Tucson Market.
Oh my God, I love Aretha Franklin. What a wonderful choice. Explain to me how Made in Tucson is connected to the historic Fourth Avenue Coalition.
The Fourth Avenue Coalition started actually because in the heart of the district, Fourth Avenue, flush flycatcher was a historic building, but it wasn't protected. And so one day we got a notice, all the businesses within 30 feet of that, it was being sold and going to be sold to a developer. And so the neighborhoods, West University, Pi Allen, and Iron Horse had already dealt with so much of this development. So we met with a lot of those neighborhoods and merchants and just concerned citizens got together to try to make it better, in our opinion, because you're moving into our district and it's going to make a lot of changes. So we actually formed the Historic Fourth Avenue Coalition, which created the very first community benefits agreement in all of possibly Arizona, holding them accountable and meeting with the developers and having asks. And so our asks were met, things like local builders and local art and certain kinds of sidewalks. We wanted more, and getting a water fountain outside for pedestrians to be able to come. And in that partnership, Chase Building came in. They were going to originally use someone else from far away. They came in and they've helped partner on this market. I think we've had 13 markets now. They've helped when we were doing mural projects. They helped provide the paint and all kinds of things. They have actually partnered with other schools for kids. Then it's really wonderful that that kind of happened. Mm-hmm. So Historic Fourth Avenue Coalition was that. And then all of us from Made in Tucson, the founders, were all also on that board. We're still partnering together because we had mitigation funds to help mitigate some of the issues caused by such development and things. Mm-hmm. And so we're still in partnership with that. There overlaps. It's like a committee. And so we work together still. But Made in Tucson raises all the funds for what Historic Fourth Avenue Coalition has and for all their projects. But we do have mitigation funds, but the Made in Tucson funds are what support the coalition space and providing these opportunities for smaller markets and different classes.
Yeah, I'm really glad you talked about plush and that whole situation, because that was really hard on a lot of us. Brandi Carlile played at plush before she got famous, and my kids played at plush. It was an important space, and then to see what it turned into. Thank you so much for the work you do there. Let's talk a little bit about the coalition space itself. What is the space intended for, and how is it maintained?
So it's kind of interesting. Dee Dee Shannon and Johnny Nicole Carrillo from Made in Tucson, we all believe so much in community. And so when Kim, who was also on the Fourth Avenue Coalition space, had this, it was the old Ordinary Bike Shop. So it's got a wonderful open garages to go to a small patio. And when it opened, everyone wanted it to be a bar and they want to turn it. And she's like, no. And we kept saying, let's have it for our community, because we'd already used the space many times for littler markets and antique fairs and vintage markets and that kind of thing. We asked the board and Made in Tucson for the funding to secure that. And so that's how it came about. So it's been operating over 2 years now. One of our partners is Josie Rios, and she runs the Indigenous Market. And so that has been wonderful to have happen in that space for 4 times a year. But the space is used in so many ways. It's wonderful. Smaller markets, so people could use it. It's open for community space. It's had health classes, wellness classes, retreats. The schedule, it's almost always booked. And also there's a wonderful space for the queer bazaar and art nights. There have been knitting and sewing circles. And there's swaps. We try to do a swap every quarter, and that could be a plant swap. The swaps are always free. Most of them are open to the public. Sometimes people rent it privately. So it's kind of wonderful and so inclusive and really diverse. A few different entrepreneurs started renting the space to teach their classes, and they've now secured their funds to open their own businesses and rent their own. It's like actual thing.
It's a stepping stone for them. That's wonderful. It's like your children have grown up and go out on their own.
It is. And we've had movie nights, but we've partnered with the library. So there's a silent book club. There's a book swap. We've partnered with so many different people.
So is it something that if you're walking by, you can just stop in and look at, or there are classes going on, you shouldn't do that?
You know what? We're hoping to have it open more And Shannon Riggs has been running the coalition space for the last 2 years. And with Nicole Carrillo's help, all of these markets, she's just dedicated so much time and everything. Hopefully we'll have it open that people could just stop by. You could walk by all the time, and there's so many things you could drop in and take a class. So mostly on the weekends, on Saturdays or Sundays, there's like the library, silent reading and things like that. But yes, we hope to have it more like that.
Let's talk about when the market is. When is it going to happen this year?
It's happening Sunday, March 30th from 10 to 5.
All
That's the
right.
spring one.
Okay, perfect. There's something I wanted to mention because I saw a picture of it. You have great features of your market. It has all hand-painted signs. They're so beautiful. How did that get started? And are they made by the artists that participate in the market?
Yes, some of the things that the Made in Tucson and the Coalition, they try to provide opportunities for other people to get their artwork out or get their business out there. So Dee Dee, who started PopCycle and has always used reclaimed cabinet doors and different reclaimed materials for most of their artwork, started collecting these and said, hey, how about we want to show the diversity and the different kinds of artwork in our community. So let's have artists paint them. And so that's kind of been a one way to get, and we buy those. And so every time there are signs, so wayfinding signs painted by local artists, but also once a year, there's a sculpture by various artists that just say Made in Tucson. So we could put them on different parts of the street and different intersections and showcase. It's been a wonderful project.
It is. They're wonderful. So before we close, please tell us if you have a website that folks can go to so that they can see what else is going on for you during the year. I know you have sponsorship applications, volunteer applications. You can sign up for your emails.
Oh, yeah. Made in Tucson Market. If you follow that one, madeintucsonmarket.com, you can either look there or you could also look up the Fourth Avenue Coalition space. And I would recommend trying to go to the events page. And when you scroll down, you can get subscribe. You can like and subscribe, and then you're going to get notifications because it is a really diverse array of activities happening there. It's much needed, and it's so great to be in the heart of the historic Fourth Avenue in the district and support those local businesses there too. But it's been a wonderful place to meet your neighbors or connect.
Yes. Thank you so much, Libby Toby, of both PopCycle and Made in Tucson. I'm going this year. There's no doubt in my mind, and I will be looking for you down there. I'm sure you'll be there. Right?
I will be there. Yes.
And I'm going with you, Aspen.
All right, let's go together. Because, you know, as long as the street fair has been on, I've always wished that was something that promoted the local artists.
Oh, yeah.
So
thank
you.
Sounds great.
Thank you so, so, so much.
Thank you so much.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. But Libby Toby, thanks so much for taking the time to tell us today about the Made in Tucson Market. I have to say, I had no idea of everything that's involved with it and all the work you've done to put it together, all of you. It's a real gift to our community, and we all appreciate your work there. And thanks to all of you out there for joining us today on Broad Perspectives Radio. This is Kathy Harris with Aspen Green, and you can hear more of our programs on our Broad Perspectives podcast page at kxci.org. But for now, stay tuned, because next up is Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Have a nice Sunday, and we'll see you next week.